This is the astrology forecast for February 2017 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. Are you feeling fired up, riled, combative, wondering how much more of this you can take? The cosmos has something for that. A giant wrap-up, reboot, and restart dominate the month of February. One eclipse cycle is starting while another is ending, with the combined effect of a powerful vacuum sucking us into a wormhole and spitting us out. We're starting a two-year revisiting of a core human challenge, expressing individuality while coexisting in a group. Each end is getting quite the backing and buffeting this month as we do. The new cycle comes first on February 10, when the Leo full moon plugs into the stabilizing but activating fires of the Saturn-Uranus trine that had been blazing since December. Validation, recognition, and just plain being seen are core themes of this high-octane lunar eclipse, fueling emotional flare-ups and sending inner children and drama queens alike into the spotlight. These and related issues are coming back around from 1998 to 2000, the last occurrence of this Leo-Aquarius eclipse family, which has returned for the next 2 years. Our priorities, circumstances, and self-awareness have been radically refined since the last go-round, so the themes will likely play out differently this time, too. The kickoff comes with impulsive, self-propelling daring bordering on ferocity. Venus, ruler of relationships, money, and creativity, enters Aries, the sign action hero Mars is marching through, on the 3rd. For the rest of the month, desire and will are in hunter mode, on the prowl without hesitation or apology. We'll be standing up for ourselves, pouncing on what we want and fighting on a moment's notice, or without provocation. Watch for acute, perhaps sudden awareness of who's paying attention and who's not, of who and what fan your spark, and who and what put it out. Revelations will impel us toward the first in each pair and shut out the second. And because of the chapter-closing nature of a lunar eclipse, some of the second is on its way out for keeps. As progress reports come in on the state of our inner spark, we are simultaneously undergoing a graduation exercise in balancing healthy boundaries with immersion in all of life. It's one of the gifts of the Pisces new moon on the 26th, which is the final in the Virgo-Pisces eclipses that started in March 2015. Over the past 2 years, we've been resetting boundaries and notions of service versus martyrdom, logic versus faith, and intactness versus enmeshment. The solar eclipse hits the refresh button one final time and unleashes a wave that carries us dramatically onward, leaving much and many in the past. The waters we're riding teem with compassion, transcendence, escapism, and more than a hint of forgiveness, especially directed inward. The ride is hardly gentle or smooth, at least not initially. The final week of the month shoots us through an intense gauntlet that challenges, furthers, and tempers individual drives and agendas and forces potent action on situations and structures that have been in upheaval and turmoil for the past 5 years. The ending stretch is a hotbed of anger, eruptions, accidents, blows for autonomy, and relationship standoffs, as Mars squares Pluto, joins Uranus, and opposes Jupiter. Compromise is in short supply. David's and Goliath's abound. Funny thing is, everyone assumes he's David, even the big and powerful. What's happening is a more forceful replay and a forceful furthering of the energies of the last week of December 2013. Think back to how family, tribal foundations evolved then for an indication of what's likely now. Whether you remember that time or not, think of February's gauntlet as a birth canal. We're forcing out new ways of coexisting. The passageway is tight, dark, and uncomfortable, and some of the pressure could be painful, but it's pushing us elsewhere. You'll get more information on all of this in my bi-weekly Facebook Live Astro Chats on the Friday closest to the new moon and the full moon at noon Eastern Standard Time on the Om Times webinars Facebook page or on another location that I will announce on the OM Times Webinars Facebook page. And in honor of February being home to Valentine's Day, I've got a class on the Astro Keys to Love, which is scheduled live for Thursday, February 9th, and will be available by recording after that at the OM Times online learning platform, experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal. K-A-T-H-Y, B as in boy, I-E-H-L. And I am a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You'll find me online at my page, empowermentunlimited.net, or you can book a session with me, sign up for my mailing list, and listen to my free weekly podcasts on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.